Welcome to the Real Life Weight Loss Podcast, where we cut through the confusion and get down to the truth about what really works for real people when it comes to losing weight, having incredible health, and a body that you love. We believe that losing weight is really about gaining life, doing things you never thought you could, having renewed confidence, and enjoying your body more than ever. I'm your host, Corey Little. Now let's get to it. Hello, my friend. Welcome back. This is episode number 290, and it is the third episode in a three-episode series. So you're kind of coming in towards the middle, towards the end of a three-part series. Today, we're covering weight loss secret number three. This is the key. This is the vital element to keeping weight off. Like I said, this is the third part of a three-part series. Actually, there is a fourth installment. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. But really, these weight loss secrets are more so core concepts. They're foundational lessons, foundational teachings from my anti-diet method, which is what I use to coach the people in my inner circle coaching group. So I really want you to understand a little more of what we do and how we do it and why we do it. These are things that I teach every single client. Like I said, this is installment three. So if you missed the previous two episodes, go back and check those out. But there is going to be a fourth installment, I guess we can say. And that will happen on a live Q&A event that I am doing on Thursday, April 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And if you want to attend that, it's absolutely free. It's 100% live. It's me and you there together. But you need to register. So go to everybodyhatesdiets.com. You can find that link down in the show notes as well. Everybodyhatesdiets.com. To register for this free live event. And here's a really cool part about that. I'm going to teach you a little more about these core concepts from my anti-diet method, but it's going to be pretty short. It's going to be about 10 or 15 minutes. And then I'm just there for you. If you have questions about anything I shared in these past few episodes, or just really anything in general, anything weight loss or nutrition related in general, then you will want to attend this. Like I said, we'll start with a super quick presentation, and then I'm there for you to answer any and all of your questions. Or maybe even if you want to go, hey, let's do some coaching, then I will coach you right then, right there, real time. So mark it down on your calendar, Thursday, April 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Now pause this episode and go to everybodyhatesdiets.com to register, okay? Okay, now, if you missed the previous two episodes, I highly encourage you to go back and check those out because I think you'll really like them and it'll help you better understand what we're getting into today. But let me just do a quick review. The first week, two episodes ago, I think in 288, we talked about how to overcome inconsistency, which is something that plagues so many people, right? Oh, I just can't be consistent. We covered how to overcome inconsistency and really stick to your food plan or weight loss plan, whatever you want to call it. And then last week in episode number 289, we covered how to lose weight and achieve a better level of fitness, even if you feel like you've never been fit in your life. How to do that, even if you're crazy busy, and you accomplish that by utilizing what I call micro changes, the power of micro changes. So go back and listen to those if you haven't already. But now let's get to today's episode. And it all starts with a really sobering statistic. Research tells us that roughly 97% of people, that's a lot, that's a very high percentage, roughly 97% of people who try to lose weight are going to fail. They either won't lose it in the first place, or they'll lose it and then they'll gain it all back within a fairly short period of time. I believe this is because people do not address the single most important thing in this weight loss game. It's the key that unlocks the door to weight loss success. So the question is, are you making this vital mistake with weight loss? Are you missing the key to true long-term weight loss success? Because if you are, it doesn't matter how hard you try or how much motivation you muster up or how much you meal prep or how many diets you try or how much you exercise, you're probably just going to struggle and be part of that 97% failure rate. I'm sorry. I hate saying that, but that's just what research shows us, and that's what my time as a coach has shown as well. So the obvious question is, what is this key to weight loss success? Well, it's not what you might think. It has nothing to do with carbs or a certain type of workout or eating right for your body type or anything like that. See, we always look to food and exercise, don't we? Okay, I got to lose weight. Well, I'm going to starve it off or work it off. You try to lose weight with diet and exercise. We try to change our food and change our exercise to change the scales. And it may work short term, but it really just doesn't work long term, right? Now, you may be like, Corey, hold on, man. Corey, it would work, but I just can't stick with it. I just can't stay motivated, or I'm just not disciplined enough, or I don't have enough willpower. But the reality is nutrition and activity, your food and your exercise, they are dead and useless without the vital missing element that fuels everything, which is, you may already know if you've been listening to this podcast, that is your brain. You've heard me say it a million times, but sadly, changing our brain can just be really, really tough to do. And we hear it and we think, yeah, man, that makes sense. But it's just so hard because oftentimes we can't see our own stuff. We struggle to see our own blind spots. But it is truly the one thing that has the power to change everything else. Your brain and thoughts and beliefs and your overall mental approach to weight loss, to losing weight. And in some ways, honestly, it's your mental approach to life. Because losing weight and keeping it off long term, like truly changing your body once and for all, it doesn't come from a diet or a workout. It comes from within you. It comes from how you think and what you believe or don't believe when it comes to losing weight. It comes from your long ingrained patterns that you've been just drilling home and carving into your brain for so long. Things you've been doing over and over and over again. Look, if you don't actively, consciously rewire your brain and change your approach to losing weight, and instead you just keep trying diet after diet, oh, this new one, oh, this one will be right, oh, maybe this one will work for me. If you just keep doing that, then it's like trying to drive your car with no steering wheel. You can crank it up. You can press the gas pedal, but you're always going to crash and burn, and you'll never end up where you want to be. And that's exactly what most people do with weight loss. We take this crash and burn approach with strict diets and exercise. While our brain is swirling with this negative talk and a bunch of self-defeating beliefs and patterns, and then we wonder why it all blew up in our face. My friends, you must have a steering wheel, and that comes from renewing and retraining your brain. Now, let's dig a little deeper into this car analogy, because you guys and gals know I love analogies, right? So let's think of it just with your car and going somewhere in real life, right? Like you want to go somewhere. You know where you want to go. And you'll get there by using your automobile, by using your car or your truck, by driving. Now let's imagine your car has no steering wheel. Well, you're going to have a really hard time getting there. Even if the gas and the brake work just fine and your transmission works and everything else works just fine, you're never going to get where you want to go if you don't have a steering wheel. Now let's take this over into the weight loss world. If we think of your brake pedal, your brake in your car as food, it's what you eat or what you don't eat. And exercise, that's your gas pedal, so you can go faster or maybe let off and go a little slower. Now here's the thing, you can use both of these as much as you want, food, exercise, brake, and gas. And you'll move. You will move. But you'll always crash and burn. You'll never get where you want to go until you also use the steering wheel. Your steering wheel is your brain. And your steering wheel is what takes you where you want to go. It determines everything in your life. See, the truth is to change your body, you may be able to guess what's coming. The truth is to change your body, you must also change your brain. There's just no way around it. You change how you think and how you approach weight loss, which changes your food and exercise, which ultimately changes your body, which ultimately changes your, goes kind of circles back around to change your brain even more. And this process overall, long-term, changes your life. And even if you don't realize it, you know it's true because you've experienced it. It's not a lack of trying or a lack of information. You've busted your butt before, right? You've tried really hard. You've exerted superhuman discipline. You've done the diets and done the workouts. But when it's all said and done, it seems like you can be your own worst enemy sometimes, right? If trying to lose weight feels super stressful and you just, you feel like you always burn out and you always regain the weight, this is why. If you feel like you just can't get out of your own way sometimes, if you feel like you can be your own worst enemy and worst critic, if you feel like you're constantly fighting mental battles, if you would say that you're an all or nothing perfectionist, if you have a tough time enjoying delicious food without feelings of guilt or shame, if you sometimes feel shame or embarrassment around your weight and you know what the scales say, if you beat the crap out of yourself mentally whenever you have a cookie or a slice of pizza and you just mess up a little bit on your diet, If you have a really hard time celebrating wins and being happy when you do, even when you do lose some weight and you do see some success, if these are true for you, this is because you have what I call a bully in your brain. And it's that bully's job to talk down to you, to intimidate you, to discourage you, to magnify your mess ups and minimize your successes. And ultimately, the bully wants to keep you exactly where you are. And until you stand up to that bully and you grab the steering wheel of your body and your life and you address the mental aspect of losing weight, until you do that, you will never love your body. You will never be happy in your own skin. You will never like the way you look. You will never be at peace with your body. You will always be chained to the scales. You will always feel guilty when eating certain foods. You will always feel like you should be dieting. You will always struggle and fight with yourself. You will always feel like your body is holding you back from the relationships you want, from the job that you want, from the confidence you want, from the activities that you want to do. Look, I don't like speaking in absolutes. I don't like always and never and all of those things. And I'm sure there might be exceptions to this. But after 20 plus years of coaching people, I can confidently say that, gosh, probably 99% of the time this is true. And there's a good chance you're on the other end listening to this and you're like, yes, yes, that's been my experience. Look, losing weight and changing your body and loving yourself and loving your life, it all starts with your brain, not your body, not your appearance, not what the scales say, and not some magical diet or exercise program that promises unrealistic before and after results. You can work on your body with diet and exercise as much as you want, but it will not bring the life you truly desire. I don't believe it will. It's often a sweaty, exhausting, discouraging dead end. It's like treating the symptoms instead of the root problem. But once you get it, once it clicks, oh, it is a game changer. Client after client, student after student of mine will message me once this clicks and they actually get it. And it's messages like this. I could go on and on. It's messages like this from Melissa. She says, there are no words to convey how much I've appreciated this process. The biggest part is that I'm not punishing myself. I'm so glad that I've deleted the old ways of thinking and embraced the anti-diet method as my new mantra. People have noticed my physical changes. However, my mental changes are my highest achievement. I realize I've been doing the same things for the past 10 years. Work out for a while, eat better for a while, and then get discouraged and quit. It really feels great to just live and not be anxious about seeing doctors or dreading casual photos. Yes, yes. And we can keep going. Next up, Lisa, she says, here's what I've learned. I can now honestly say I love myself. Can you imagine saying that? I can now honestly say I love myself. I have more confidence than I have ever had previously. I find myself not going into that dark hole mentally that I would before. And I'm no longer stressed about it. I'm no longer stressed about food. I know I'll lose weight. It will happen as it happens, and I feel unstoppable. And then we also have Jim. Jim's weight was trickling down, and I said, listen, I've got a question for you, Jim. Are you enjoying the process, or do you feel deprived, or you know, like things are just super, super strict, you know, each week for you? And he said, Corey, the great thing about this whole process for me is that I feel balanced. I don't feel restricted and I don't feel guilty when I indulge. And then we have Amanda. Amanda said, you know, it was weird not being in my routine. She had been traveling. She said, but I didn't beat myself up or stress about what I was eating and drinking. Normally I would be stressing and then severely restricting myself after getting off track. I bet a lot of you know exactly what that's like. But a lot of you still do that. She said that was her norm, severely restricting myself after getting off track. But not this time. My body and brain feel strong. I'm loving my body more now than ever. I have felt comfortable wearing short sleeves and bathing suits. Now I want to continue to eat well and exercise, not to lose weight, but to show my body love. And then last, we have Anne. Anne says, I went to the beach and I felt a sense that I was comfortable in my own skin for the first time in almost 7 years and 2 babies. Oh, I could go on and on and on, gang. I have so many of these, but I'll stop with that. So here's the thing. Don't underestimate. You may hear me say it all the time. God, Corey, I know. To change your body, you got to change your brain. Blah, blah, blah. Look, don't underestimate the power of this. The huge mistake that most people make is trying to lose weight with diet and exercise alone and not addressing the key, the secret. If there is a secret, this is it. The secret to weight loss success. The most important thing, your brain. So the secret, core concept number three of my anti-diet method, it explains how we lose weight and finally keep it off, even if we feel like we can be our own worst enemy. And we do that by addressing the most important part of this process. Not diet, not exercise, but our brain, how we think, what we believe, and our patterns. Okay, my friends. Here's the thing. If you've enjoyed this three-part series, then I highly recommend you carve out time to attend my free live event on Thursday, April 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That will be the final installment in this series. And here's the coolest part. I will be there for you to answer any and all questions and even do some coaching if you want. So if you haven't already, jump down to the show notes for that registration link. It's everybodyhatesdiets.com. Jump over there. You can register. And we will have a grand old time. I don't know if that's a saying in other places, but I know it's a saying in the South. We'll have a wonderful time together. Like I said, I'll wrap this series up. I'll do a really short teaching, a short lesson, about 10 to 15 minutes. And then I'll be there for you to answer your questions and provide coaching as needed. And as always, like I say at almost the end of almost every episode, I hope you'll share this with someone. I hope you'll take the time to share this episode and then maybe discuss it with them. Ask each other some questions. And you will definitely learn so much more and benefit so much more than just listening on your own. And I hope to see you and maybe that other person on Thursday, April 18th at 8 p.m. Like I said, everybody hates diets. You'll find that in the show notes. Now, just in case you're like, man, crap, it's April 21st or it's April whatever. It's Corey, it's not even the same year. I'm just catching up. I'm listening to this way after the fact. Just in case that's what's going on with your situation, here's what I recommend. Shoot an email to support@CoreyLittleCoaching.com and we'll explain how you can watch my anti-diet class, okay? It's not the same thing as the live Q&A, and I don't send out replays of these Q&A events because the benefit is really in the interaction, but my anti-diet class will be incredibly helpful and it's the next best thing. So send an email to support@CoreyLittleCoaching.com and we will get you hooked up, okay? Okay. That's it, gang. I can't wait to see everybody on Thursday. I think it'll be this Thursday in like 2 days or 1 day from now. Ah, yes. Can't wait. See you guys and gals then. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.